Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Izzy with your 9am Zlines. In local news, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority and the Australian Institute of Marine Science are preparing to carry out helicopter surveys of the southern section of the Great Barrier Reef. The survey is set to determine the extent of some of the most recent damage, with corals across the reef bleaching or dying due to rising ocean temperatures. Multiple scientists have reported an intensification of coral damage in recent years, with symptoms such as algae overgrowth and fluorescence indicating a significant deterioration. The helicopter surveys will determine whether the damage constitutes a mass bleaching event.
The Queensland Government has been accused of bribing the local community of Emberill by community groups opposed to the planned Barumba Pumped Hydro project. The Barumba Pumped Hydro project is to be located close to the small town of Emberill in southwest Queensland's Gympie region. The plan has come under criticism from local residents who will see power lines and transmission towers being stalled through their properties. Energy Minister Mick DePrenny has since announced $5 million for local projects in Emberill in the hopes that the community is able to benefit now and into the future after construction activity has passed. However, member of the local community group Say No to the Lines, Shay Rule, has criticised the investment as emotional blackmail.
In national news, a new report into regional psychiatry in Australia has found labour shortages are driving professional burnout and negatively impacting patient outcomes. The report by the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists has found that approximately three quarters of regional psychiatrists are experiencing multiple symptoms of burnout. Moreover, a third are considering leaving the profession in the next 5 years. Chair of the RANZCP's Rural Sector Associate Professor Matt Coleman characterised the report outcomes as unsurprising, stating, "The demand on services has just exponentially increased, and unfortunately, the number of psychiatrists throughout regional and remote Australia has always been low."
Former Reserve Bank governors and federal treasurers have criticised Jim Chalmers' attempts to remove the treasurer's power to overrule RBA decisions. The proposal, which the RBA recommended last year, was debated in the Senate Thursday. Former RBA Governor Ian McFarlane told the Senate that the power to overrule the RBA ensured decision-making power remained in the hands of elected officials. He described the power as one that would rarely be used but may be helpful in rare occurrences of irreconcilable disagreement between fiscal and monetary policymakers. The recommendation was made after a review by three economists determined that a greater degree of central bank independence would lead to positive inflationary outcomes.
In international news, the mother of former Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has claimed she has been threatened by government authorities who refused to hand over her son's body. Lyudmila Navalnaya said in a video address on her son's YouTube channel that if she didn't agree to a secret funeral, authorities would do something to Mr. Navalny's body. Prison authorities at the Salakhard penal colony reported that Navalny had died of natural causes, falling ill after taking a walk. However, suspicion still surrounds the cause of his death, with his family members claiming that he was killed on the orders of President Vladimir Putin.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
The story you're about to hear is true.
Ugh.